Marcos. Good morning. Anybody else want to join us? I see Gwen. Gwen. Oh, hey, guys. Come on up and have a seat. I have two things I need to ask of y'all real quick. Okay? All right. Here's the first thing I need to ask everybody. Oh, hey, y'all. Come on. Oh, good. Make some room, everybody. Make some room. Make some room. Make some room. All right. All right, two things I need to ask you. One thing is, I want to see if everyone can make a good face that's like a confused face. Can you make a confused face? I want to see people make confused faces. I need your help. Who can make a confused face? I see. Yeah, that's a good one. Sage? No? Simon? You got a confused face? Oh, look. That's a good one. All right. Oh, these are really good confused faces. I see them. Okay, remember them, because I'm going to ask you to make them again in a few minutes, okay? All right, now, I want to hear, does anybody have a favorite book that they would like to share? Okay, what's your favorite book?
Transformers. Sharks.
Your book about sharks is your favorite book?
Transformers.
Oh, two Transformers books. Who else has a favorite book?
My favorite book is a book that I'm not done with, but it's the Warrior Cat book.
Yeah, the Warrior Cat book. We know about those books in our house. Anybody else want to say a favorite book? Sorry?
It's called The Dark Wild.
Okay. Yeah. So imagine that, for example, let's say that Simon is reading Transformers, and he has his confused face on. Right? There you go. Or imagine if Sage is reading your shark. Well, Sage didn't have a confused face. We'll try for some other confused faces. Okay, you're reading sharks, and you look like so confused. All right? So you see someone is confused reading your favorite thing. Maybe you want to go help them out a little bit, right? People get confused. How could they be confused about something that's so great? That's kind of a question that is in today's story a little bit. Now I'm going to call on y'all to make your confused faces again in a few minutes. But first, let me ask a couple more things. Is anybody kind of learning to read right now? A little bit? Yeah, learning to read. Yeah, little aspects of it. You're still learning. I'm still learning to read myself. And today, you know, do you think I can read pretty good? Because I went to print out today's story, and I had some problems. I couldn't quite read it. Let me show you what printed out when I printed it out. Here, y'all can. Yeah, why couldn't I read this story? Can y'all read that for me? Y'all that are learning to read? Yeah, I printed out the wrong language. This is Arabic. So I couldn't read. Right? So sometimes even when you learn to read, you need some help, right? So I can read pretty good, but I can't always really understand. I'm going to read a couple more things to you that I don't understand. All right? Here's something I can read very well that I don't understand. Everybody listen? All right. Anaplastic pilocytic astrocytoma is an exceptionally rare type of high-grade glioma in adults. You know, Patty is on point. Miss Patty was who I had in mind because I knew I wouldn't understand that, but I knew Patty would because she's a doctor of neurology, right? So I needed her help, all right? Here's something else. But on specific occasion, if the batsman just wanders in his crease and stays back in his usual stance and the bowler sprays wide, the umpire might be confused whether the batman was moving for the ball. Anybody understand that? Huh? What? There's someone in here that understands this. What is this from? It's from a sport called cricket that I don't really understand, but I knew that Spencer's dad did. What's that? It's different from Batman. It's batsman. Yeah. Right. All right. One more. Here's one I don't understand. All right. Let's see if anybody. Maybe there's somebody in here that gets this. One lava bucket will fuel a furnace for 1,000 seconds and can cook 1,000 items in a furnace. You can use any item that's made out of wood to fuel a furnace, including but not limited to saplings, jukeboxes, bookshelves, fences, trapdoors, and chests. Anybody out there understand that? Wait, there's hands up here, but not out there. What is it?
Minecraft.
Yeah. Right. So it's from Minecraft. Sorry, right? Minecraft is a computer game. Yeah, you all know that. All right. It's like Batman Lego. So just because you can read, yeah, even if you have the right language, just because you can read doesn't mean you understand, and that's what today's story is about. And in fact, one thing, sorry, I just hit me with the Bible. We're going to read a Bible story, and sometimes we talked about in our house how sometimes even the Bible is hard to understand, because sometimes I'll hold up a Bible like this, and we'll look at it, and Cameron and Simon will say, that print's a little small. I don't quite get it. And so we use other Bibles sometimes, right? When we read other Bibles when we read to y'all, because this is a little bit like someone already putting it in a way that y'all can understand a little more, because it's where you're at. Okay, let's read this story. I'm going to call on you for your faces again in a minute. Not that face, please, though, Cameron. Thanks. All right. So after the stories we heard before about Stephen, we heard about Stephen when he was stoned for standing up for God and his people, Philip, one of Stephen's helpers, went to the country called Samaria, and he preached to huge, huge crowds there. But one day, God told Philip to leave the busy towns and go on a lonely desert road. An Ethiopian official was going home that way in his chariot. He was a very important minister in charge of all the money in the queen's court. Someone had taught him about the true God, and the man had visited Jerusalem to worship him, and on the long journey home, he was reading from the scripture scroll that he'd brought there. Go and talk to him, God told Philip. All right, so you got Philip. He was just wandering down this really, really deserted road after he'd been to a country where he didn't know anybody, and somebody came along in a chariot and was reading the scriptures that Philip knew. And this is the part I think is one of the funniest parts. Picture this. So Philip ran hard to catch up with the chariot, and as he came near, he could hear the official reading out loud in a puzzled voice. All right, confused faces. Yeah, good. That's a good one. All right, so the man from Ethiopia was confused in his chariot, and God told Philip to run up next to him. So imagine, here's this guy reading in his chariot, reading along, and Philip starts running to catch up and trying to read over his shoulder, like, What are you looking at? Imagine that scene. That's amazing, right? It's like a cartoon almost. Do you understand what you're reading? Philip said, and he drew up level with him. How can I when there's no one to explain it to me? The official answered. Come up and help me. So Philip scrambled up in the chariot next to him. What the official was reading was Isaiah's words about God's servant who was led off to die, like an innocent lamb that's slaughtered. Is the prophet writing about himself? The official asked. No, Philip said. He's speaking about Jesus, God's perfect servant, who willingly died for our sins. Then Philip went on to explain the good news about Jesus. All right, quick. We're almost done.
How could Isaiah write about himself if he was writing about himself dying?
Well, that... what happened here was that Philip was... the official was confused about who Isaiah was writing about, so he was trying to get some clarity about that. But that's a good story of how it shows that to understand God's word, you need some help. You need to read together. That's the right way to read is together. Because after that, Philip and Ethiopian went to be, Ethiopian got baptized, and they were part of the same community. They were made the same. One last thing I'll say about that, about this story, is that it's really important that these two people were not only strangers, they were very different from each other, right? So Philip was wandering. He didn't really know where he was. The Ethiopian was out, not in his usual country, and they read together, and that's how it's meant to be. So you guys are going to go with Miss Laura next, back in the back. So thank you for coming up, everybody. Good to have you. And you're going to keep on the story with Miss Laura. Thank you.